Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
You to your inner wisdom. I'm being joined today by Ruth. Say hello, Ruth.
Ruth? Yes.
Okay. And I'm also being joined by Brian, who's going to be helping by taking your calls. Brian, you there?
Hello, Sherry.
Yes.
How are you?
Thank you. All right. Well, each week I'm going to be here at the same day and the same time. I'm going to be taking your calls, discussing the fascinating world of intuitions, psychic phenomena, spirituality, and all kinds of interesting things. I've been a professional psychic and medium and teacher and author for over 25 years, and I've been giving lots and lots of readings, as you can imagine, during that time. You know, and I also believe that our psychic ability and our intuition is connected to our soul, which is our most powerful and natural wisdom. And I hope to help you today and in the future connect not just to your intuition, but also to that powerful place within you. Because as we do this, we're able to really create the abundance, harmony, relationship, positivity and joy that we all really want. Now today what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be opening up the phone lines, and if you have a question or just want to say hello, feel free to give me a call. The toll-free number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. Alrighty, so today what we're going to do is I'm going to, like I said, take calls, and also we're going to get started talking a little bit about me, and then we're going to talk a little bit about our psychic types, our intuitive knowing. So to begin, let me tell you, well, actually, you know what, my sister bought a new car this week, which is great because she needed one, and it's a nice shiny blue car. And I was thinking about it, and I felt like, you know, this is like my new car this week. I feel like I've got this, you know, bright, shiny, new energy car that I'm driving. So I'm so glad to be here. It's taken a while for me to get going on having my own show. I've done a fair amount of, you know, interviews and this and that and writing. But this is my first time being the host. So bear with me. I'll do the best I can today. All right, we've got a couple callers already calling in, which is great. I'm going to get to them in just a moment. Before I do that, let me just start just for a moment about a little bit about me. You know, I was thinking about what I was going to say today in terms of, you know, kind of how I began. I was psychic as a child and how all that developed. And it kind of struck me at how different it is nowadays for kids who are intuitive and psychic. I grew up in not a tiny town, but certainly a smaller city in Massachusetts. I had a mother who was religious, and very religious actually, became a Methodist minister when I got a little older. But as a kid, I was definitely kind of that introverted kind of psychic child. And there was just no, you know, nowadays, you know, there's so much talk on television, mediums are on television, psychics, we love vampires even, and werewolves, and all that kind of thing. But in my childhood, that was certainly not the case. And You know, now I have clients who bring in their children who see ghosts or deceased family members, and they want their child to retain these abilities. They're supportive. I actually had a mother bring in her teenage daughter not too long ago who was incredibly psychic, this girl. But she had no interest really in developing her abilities. She kind of just wanted to know how to quiet them more than anything. And her mom, on the other hand, wanted to, you know, really encourage her and to help her to do this. But it's so different, because when I was growing up, I would not have even honestly mentioned any kind of intuition to my mother. And growing up in Massachusetts, I don't know if anybody has ever been to Sturbridge Village. Have you ever heard of that, Ruth? Sturbridge Village?
No.
It's a village in Massachusetts that's completely restored village of old Massachusetts, but it talks a lot. It has all, you know, candle making and all those kinds of things that they did. But one of the things that stands out in Sturbridge Village are the shackles, the stockade, and even gallows where witches were dunked and, you know, put, you know, in this, whatever they were in the stockades. So my impression of having these abilities when I was younger was actually kind of scary, you know. I remember when I was not even a teenager, I was probably just preteen, I had a friend whose mother for my friend that she thought I was a witch, and she didn't want her to allow me to go into her home, which to me was kind of incredible, because I actually didn't even know what that would have meant for me to be a witch. And, you know, the funny thing I was thinking about this morning, and I was thinking, you know, she might have been pretty intuitive, this mother, because she kind of saw something in me that I didn't even know was there. Not that I'm a practicing witch, but I certainly can understand a lot of the Wiccan beliefs, and I, you know, completely connect with some of them. But anyway, you know what? I'm getting callers. I've got three callers. So I'm going to go ahead right now, and I'm going to take a caller. And we will continue this talk after I talk to Sharon from South Carolina. So Sharon, I don't know. Brian, I'm ready for Sharon.
Go ahead, Sharon. Yeah. You're on.
Hi, Sherry. My question is, a few years back, you gave me a reading, and you said you thought I came from the angelic realm. And I'm just curious what that means, or what it means to you.
Okay. All right. What's your birthday? Just the month and day?
May 9th.
Okay, I just want to look at your energy while I answer this question. Yeah, I can see why I said that. I still feel that with you. What I mean and what I get even now with you is that some people are here in the physical realm, but they're actually accessing angelic energy, and angels work through them. And a lot of the time, most of the time, people are not necessarily aware that this is happening. And it happens in a way that it kind of, people that are from the angelic realm and working with the angels, they can exude love. Basically, the angelic realm is one of compassion and love and healing. And they tend to be people who, like yourself, just have a way of comforting others, connecting with others, without even kind of knowing that you're always doing it, because it's just so natural for you, you know? But one of the things I would definitely recommend for you and for others who are connected to angels is to really, I keep hearing from your angels, for you to really share and work with them a little bit more, you know? And one of the ways you can do this, really, is it's not hard at all. You know, nothing can come into our energy field unless we allow it, unless we invite it. And so the angels are there for you, and every day when you wake up, if you could just take a nice long deep breath, breathe, imagine your heart opening, and say something like, angels, work through me today for the highest good. That's all you really need to do. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Right. I'm going to take another call from Rebecca in Raleigh. Rebecca, I'm ready for you.
Okay, we're just making sure Rebecca's still there, so hold on a sec. Okay.
All right.
Okay, Rebecca should be with us now. You there, Rebecca?
Hi, yes. Thank you.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
Hey, Sherry. It's great to talk to you. I haven't talked to you since your book signing in Raleigh.
Oh, really? What book was it?
Enjoyed the book, by the way.
By the way.
Read it that night when I came home.
Was it the Miracle Workers book?
The seven levels of power and manifestation.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Can you hear me okay? Rebecca?
Pardon?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your birthday and what question do you have for me?
I have a question of if you see any relationships coming in or renewing.
Okay. Let me look at this real quick. We're going to have to take a break in a minute. All right, let me just look real quick, and then if I don't finish this in time, I'm going to keep you on the line. Don't hang up, and when we come back from a break, we will jump right back into it, okay?
Okay, great.
Let me see what we've got happening. I feel like, you know what, Rebecca, you're going through a bit of a transformation right now, you know? And I feel like I keep getting so strong from your angels and guides that don't push this too much right now, okay? Because I want to say within 3 months or so, you're going to be in a very different place than you are right now. We talk, you know what, we're going to have to go to a break. I'm going to talk more about this when we come back. And
okay.
Hang up. You're listening to Sherry Dillard, and we're going to take a short break. You may want to go to my website, www.com, and send an email to sgd777@yahoo.com. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about. More about me, and also we're going to talk a little bit more about psychic types. Everybody has intuition. It all depends, and make the best of it. If you come back, keep in mind you can call me at a toll-free number, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Back to Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. So glad to be back. Rebecca, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's finish up with you. Okay, Rebecca, I feel like I was saying, you're in a period of transformation right now, and you're actually a little vulnerable right now, I have to tell you. I feel like it would be really good for you to continue to do some of the kind of loving, good, meditative kind of things that you've been doing to help yourself to feel more loved. Work with your angels a little bit more, because I feel like there is something coming for you. There is a good relationship on its way. But I have to tell you, I don't feel like you're completely ready for it quite yet, okay? But like I said, I'm giving you 3 months, which would take us into November, and I have to say, I want to mother you right now a little bit. You know that? I want to say to you, Rebecca, to go slow with this. It's almost like you're a little bird coming out of an egg right now, with kind of getting out there in relationships and all that. And be aware of your vulnerability and go slow with it, okay? It's like you're starting off a whole new kind of level of relationships. And it's really important for you to, like, not go back to the old. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Rebecca.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes right now going on, so it's really an exciting time. But I understand that, you know, just need to be patient and, you know, continue with my meditation and stuff. Because I know something very important is going to happen. Thank you.
Okay, we have Mary from Mystic, Connecticut. Actually, no, Kristen from Mystic, Connecticut, ready to go on next, Sherry.
All right. Kristen?
Yes. Hi, Hi, Sherry. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Happy to do it. So tell me, what are you interested in today?
I'm interested in learning a little bit more about Mary's influence. I feel her very strongly around me in my career path. And so I'd love to have, I do intuitive dancing. I do energy healing, and I just really feel like she's trying to come through, and I would love to know a little bit more about that.
Okay, great. All righty. Now, for those of you who maybe don't know this, I recently wrote a book, had it published, called The Miracle Worker's Handbook, Seven Levels of Power and Manifestation of the Virgin Mary. And I imagine you probably read that book or you know about it, that you've asked me about Mary.
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right. So wonderful question, because I love Mary's energy. So let's see what I get with her energy with you with career. Well, you know, her vibration is really moving through you with your, you know, I think you said dance. But not even, I mean, obviously in that, but also in creativity in general. All right, let's see. This is mid-August. All right. I feel like, you know, I actually feel like, believe it or not, you might start writing is what I'm getting. I feel like, and I know, and I'm not saying you won't be doing dance. I feel like you will, and I feel like I get more teaching with you too, more influencing others. And it doesn't have to be a formal teaching. It could simply be, you know, teaching through what you're doing and giving and sharing. But I actually feel more writing coming for you. And I feel like some of it takes on the form of artistic, more poetry or prose. But also, in addition to that, I feel like it intersects with dance. It's hard to completely describe, but it feels like it could be writing that's going to encourage people to express themselves through creativity, taking dance as kind of the way that you have, you know, already yourself experienced this kind of love and creativity. And I feel that really expanding in time and influencing a lot of people. But I would have to tell you, if you're not doing it now, start even just writing poetry or your daily thoughts or anything along those lines. Because it's going to, in time, it's going to kind of develop more into a book or blog or journal or something along like that. All this while, I'm still feeling actually dance quite, you know, some divine feminine, certainly choreography work coming from that too. Very good. Okay, I've got a few other people calling in. Let me just ask you real quick. Have you traveled at all and kind of performed in other places?
No, but I would like to. I've been asking Mary, how do I... She's shown me that what I'm presenting is going to be, like, I want to do workshops. She's shown me it's global.
Well, that's what I wanted to end this by saying, is that that's the last thing I was getting from her, is that I keep seeing you performing in different places, and I keep, like I said, it's a really national, international kind of influence. But along with that, please write down what comes to you too, okay? Because I feel like it's going to be hand in hand, the dance along with the performing, and also, you know, kind of writing too. All right, thank you. We're going to have to move on.
All
right, thanks a lot. Okay, now I've got a couple other callers that are ready to talk to me. Before I do, though, let me just talk for just a moment about psychic types, okay? I wrote a book, Discover Your Psychic Type, and it's about how we all naturally use our intuition in our everyday lives, and we seldom are aware we're doing it. The reason I wrote this book is because, you know, I was teaching a lot of intuitive work, helping people to tune into their own intuition. And what I found was that people in classes would often, you know, feel very intimidated because they weren't getting the kind of psychic phenomena that they thought were supposed to get, you know, seeing visions or hearing, you know, spirit speak to them, that kind of thing, or seeing angels. And so there was kind of, already coming in feeling, I can't do this. But what was interesting was people were connecting with energy in different ways. They were connecting with energy in the way of their emotions, feeling, in partner work, they would often feel what their partner was feeling, even though that might not have been the exercise. Their body might have had aches and pains like their partner had. Even again, that wasn't the exercise. In one class in particular, I had a woman who was very intimidated during the sharing part of the exercise because she said that she got nothing. She didn't see anything. She didn't feel anything. She had no messages from angels. She had nothing. But what she was experiencing was some aches in her arms. I talked about this story in my book because it was kind of my aha moment. She felt this kind of aching in her wrists away. And so she said, that's all I got. Well, the person that she was working with had a motorcycle accident and had injured her wrist to the extent that she had pins put in. And the pins were always a source of pain for her. So she was what I call a physical intuitive. Now, got the emotional, physical, also a mental intuitive. A mental intuitive often picks up thoughts. They're telepathic. And do not think they're intuitive. They just think they're creative thinkers. They get a lot of ideas, that kind of thing. But they can really be able to tune into what other people are thinking and even higher level information, that kind of thing. Then there's also a spiritual intuitive. Now, the spiritual intuitive is what we usually think of as intuitive. They're able to see spirits or ghosts or loved ones. And a lot of times they're clairvoyant, which is the ability to actually see those images and pictures. To talk about this, I'm going to get back to my callers. I've got a couple other people on the mic right now, though. And again, come back. We're going to listen. We're going to hear more about intuitive types, take some callers, check out my website, www.sherrydiller.com, d77yahoo.com. The toll-free number is 800-930-2819.
Into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDiller.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm back. This is Sherry Dillard. You know, I was just thinking that I want to apologize to everybody out there if the reception is not good. We're having problems with my computer. It's for some reason not recognizing my mic right now, but we're going to get it figured out for the next show. And hopefully it won't be a problem. And hopefully, you know, I don't know why it's decided to do that today. But we're back and we're going to continue here. We've got another caller. And I'm ready for the caller, which I'm not sure who is next. Brian, who's on the line waiting for me?
I believe we have Noelle from New York, but let me make sure that she's there. Noelle, are you there? Okay. I'm not sure if she's there or not, but we'll try. Noelle, are you there?
Hello?
Okay. She wasn't responding. Now she's there. Okay. So she's okay. Coming on the line right now, and we'll go to Noelle from New York. Noelle, you're on the air.
Noelle?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So, my dear.
I had a reading with you about a few months ago, so
really?
I'm just really calling to follow up. I have an ex who's trying to re-enter. He's trying to come back into my life, uh-huh. And I'm open to it, but I don't know if it's the right thing to do.
Right. So. Okay, just give me his initials.
CC.
Okay, let me just check with you with CC. All righty. Well, you know, I kind of feel like you know what I mean? I feel like your gut, your own intuition is kind of telling you what to do. I feel like it's very tempting for you. I feel, on the positive, I do feel like he's made some changes, but what I really feel like, Noelle, is to give it a little bit more time before you kind of jump back into this, okay? I would say maybe communicate, talk, maybe make sure you really can kind of discuss some of the things that had been an issue, and just give it time. I'm not going to say no base because I do feel there's been growth there, but it's certainly not time to jump back right in, okay? And you kind of know that, right? I feel like your stomach, your gut is telling you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, my dear. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Take care.
Thank you. All right, I think we've got Anthony from Chapel Hill calling. Anthony, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm good. I love all your books and your work.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Do you have any question or anything you want me to look at for you today?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I have recently found the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, the Great Atlantean, and in my readings, I feel really drawn to them.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay, tell me that again. What is it? Tell me the name of it again.
The Emerald Tablets of Thoth, the great Atlantean. They're about 36,000 years old, and they were transcribed by Dr. Durrell in 1925. And when I read them, they are just so moving to me.
You start, like, vibrating.
And I wanted to know if there's any connection.
You start, like, vibrating and kind of, like, almost getting out of your seat a little bit. I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding. I really feel like you kind of, your vibration just raises, you know? I mean, it's like, it's taking you into a higher consciousness, just almost just like, you know, you could sleep with the book under your bed and you would transform, you know that? It's definitely transforming you. And you know, the funny thing is, this is good for your health too, you know that? I actually feel like on the physical level, this is, getting your blood pumping better. It's getting you just more revitalized all through and through. You know what I get, which is interesting? And, you know, we probably don't have time to go into a full, past life with this, although you definitely have past life connection. But I actually feel you're working with this soul group. I actually feel really strong that they're with you and they've kind of called you into this work, knowing that right now in your life there's a door opening for you, a passageway. It's like you've graduated from the old script and this is your new script. I can tell you, Anthony, it's really transformative for you, and I feel more healing abilities coming to you as a result of your working with this material too. So keep on with it.
Yeah. Wow, I certainly will.
Yeah, and, you know, at some point, you know, I'd like call back at some point, and maybe we can go into more of the past life had with this. But, you know, you've certainly had it, but right now, I almost feel like right now it's more present time for you of working with these guides and angels.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to take a call from Jeff, and then I'm going to get back to some of the psychic intuitive. Jeff, there?
Hello, this is Jerry.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing well. Congratulations on your new show. How wonderful.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing really well. I had a reading with you several years ago that was fabulous. I've enjoyed all your books.
I remember you. Jeff. I know you. I see your pictures.
Yeah.
I know you. Right. Yeah. It's good to hear from you. What's your interest today?
Well, in your book, Discover Your Psychic Type, basically I'm strongest in the mental intuitive. And what's happened is, especially in the last 6 months with all the acceleration that's going on, It's like I don't know how to turn it off. Going so fast that I can't sleep at night, and when I am sleeping, there's so much dreaming going on that it's kind of wearing me out. So I wanted to know if you could tell me where an off switch was.
Well, you know what? I'm really glad you brought this up because I wanted to talk more about the types, and this is a good opportunity. Mental intuition, for those of you who are not aware of it, it's the way that we receive intuitive information and energy without a lot of times being aware of it. And like I was saying, and like Jeff is saying, what happens a lot of times with mental intuitives is that they can feel kind of like challenged with, and also kind of spacey sometimes because there's so much coming in, you know? New ideas, new realizations, being able to see the big picture, being able to understand maybe complicated things or systems. You know, people that are mental intuitives love astrology, they love runes, anything that has a system to it, numerology, those kinds of things. Let me look, Jeff, though, with you and see what's going to help you. Okay, you know what's going on, Jeff, I get with you, is it's actually your pituitary and your pineal gland is not basically turning off You know, you've had an influx recently of spiritual energy. You've had, do you do healing work at all, or have you had any healing work done recently?
A little bit of both. I've been receiving shamanic training and been doing healing work with people, and I'm trying to think of the last time that I had healing work done.
Yeah, did you do shamanic work yourself? The reason I bring this up is because when that third eye, pineal and pituitary gland, get activated, and a lot of times it gets activated through shamanic work too, because there's a lot of journeying in that, or any kind of healing work that would have us work with our clairvoyance It gets stimulated. Sometimes it gets just so full of energy and light and it just won't calm down. And that's what I get going on with you, is that pineal pituitary is like on all the time. And it's on in that chakra, that sixth and seventh chakra. You're just like downloading. All right. So one of the things I get for you to do is, do you have a garden, anything outdoors? Whatever. Try to get outdoors more. Try to walk, work in a garden, eat food that's a little bit more grounding, like root vegetables, anything like that. And at night, don't read anything spiritually energizing, okay? You have to start calming this part of you down. The other thing that can really help this, believe it or not, that I have to use is magnesium at night, because what that will do is it'll help some of those glandular reactions from, you know, psychic energy, intuitive energy is a real energy, you know? I mean, it is an absolute real energy that affects us. And so I would take magnesium. I would try to walk at night, look at the stars, maybe get up in the early morning at the sunrise, become a little bit more physical. And I would suggest for you at this point not to do too much clairvoyant work, at least until this starts to settle down a little bit, okay? You get it?
Sure.
Are you doing any writing at all? Jeff?
Writing?
Yeah.
Like journaling or?
Anything like that.
It's interesting. It's sort of like my life, because when I called you, my former partner of 26 years had died recently. Uh-huh. And that was such fabulous reading and really helped me a great deal. And the way that life has sort of moved on since then, remarried to a wonderful new partner, and very shamanic, we're very connected. He actually hangs his shingle out to do shamanic healing work. People find me.
All right, listen, Jeff, I'm going to have a break now, though. We got to go to a break.
Okay.
Really good talking to you, though. Please call me again. And when we come back,
okay,
I'm going to talk a little bit more about physical intuitives, emotional and spiritual intuitives. And again, please give us a call at 800-930-2819.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm here. I think I did it right this time. Hopefully. I got to get these cues right. Everybody, please bear with me today. This is like a whole new, like I said, this is my new car, and I'm getting used to all the different little things I got to figure out. New cars are great, but sometimes learning all those buttons can be really hard. I talk for just a little snippet here, and then I'm going to try to take another call. We talked a little bit about emotional intuition. Mental intuition with Jeff. Emotional intuition, a lot of people are emotional intuitives. People that are emotional intuitives are natural empaths. You know, they're always soaking in the energy of emotions from others, groups, events in life, that kind of thing. It's important to know if you're an emotional intuitive, because sometimes it can get real confusing to be feeling all kinds of feelings and not know why you're feeling them. Have you ever had a friend call you and say, oh, I'm just wondering how you're doing. I thought I'd give you a call. Feeling like maybe you need that, that's an emotional intuitive. Have you ever woken up at night and felt, uh-oh, something's going on with my mother, father, friend, child? That's an emotional intuitive. And emotional intuitives love people. They love to heal. They love to help. And I just wanted to give you a little bit about emotional intuitives. I'm going to take another call right now from Stephanie. I don't know if we'll have time today, but we will certainly, if not, try to get back to the types, the other two, at some other time. But Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing good. What's on your mind today?
And it's funny you're talking about emotional intuitiveness, because I think that that's a lot that I'm going through in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
Just having a lot of doubts and feeling a lot of a push and a pull. Is it a good? Is it bad? Should I stay? Should I go?
Right.
We have a lot of good times, but then we also have a lot of bad times, and it just seems to be very much an emotional roller coaster.
Right.
And
okay.
I've just been looking for some guidance on making the right decisions in the relationship. We were engaged, and I called it off because of a lot of the emotional battles that we were going through. And
Stephanie, just tell me.
We've still been working.
We don't have a lot of time. Tell me his initials so I can give you some, I can try to get some guidance for you with this. What are his initials?
His initials are J-H.
Okay, let me just see what
name is J-S-H.
I don't want to cut you off. I just want to make sure we get some something here. Okay, J.
Sure.
All right, let's see with Stephanie. Oh, gosh, my dear. Hi, you know, you know, sometimes we really, really, you know, it is interesting. I wanted to talk about emotional intuitives because you're a really good example of this right now. You know, your heart is wide open. And when you love, there's no, you know, bars held back. You are loving, you're open, you're giving. And I feel like as hard as this is to hear, because for emotional intuitives, what I'm going to say feels like it's unloving. It feels like the only way to love and only way to really give is to completely open your heart and to give, give, give. If you don't do that, then you feel like, well, I'm really not unconditionally loving. So this is not going to sound natural for you, but I want to tell you this, and I hope you try it. I want you to start loving yourself a little bit more, okay? Because your this partner of yours, he's getting, it's almost like he's acting almost like anything is okay because you're always going to love me. You know what I mean? Like he has permission to do anything. Like, it's almost like I hear his spirit saying, hooray, I found somebody who's going to let me do anything, that's going to give and give and give and me to me. And I am just like a kid in a candy shop and I'm just having this great time. The problem is, though, is that, you know, this is supposed to be an equal partnership. You know what I mean? So
right.
I really love it if you would kind of start to love yourself as much as you're trying to love him. You know, love yourself and say, is this work for me? Is, I have to tell you, you know, we're almost out of time, but I want to say this. I don't think with the relationship, no matter what I say to you, is going to end anytime soon. I feel like it's going to continue. I feel like this relationship is a relationship for you to learn how to love yourself, how to have boundaries, and how to discover, my dear, that you can be loved for who you are. Whether or not it's going to be with him, I'm not sure. But you have to learn this right now with him, because as you learn this, you're going to get the strength and the ability to take care of yourself. So no matter what happens with it, you're going to be okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But whatever
yeah.
you've got to just, like, always defer back to yourself and your heart and your emotional well-being and ask, does this feel good to me? And love yourself.
Right.
Love yourself.
Which is a lot of what the conflict I'm having is. I feel a lot of times very beaten down and very much not like myself.
Well, I agree. And then so when you have to detach, pull back, take care of yourself. But see, I think the thing that's really going to surprise you the most, and I really mean this, is that when you do this, things are going to improve. Even if it feels unloving for you, keep doing it. Keep building your strength. Detach and go. He does not want this relationship to end, I have to tell you. You know that?
Yeah.
I mean, he does not want it to end, but you've got to pull in a little bit and, you know, make him work a little bit to love you, to give to you in the way you need it. All right, I'm going to have to end this. We're almost out of time. And thank you so much, though, Stephanie. And I send you a lot of love and healing. All right, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're almost out of time. We talked a little bit that Stephanie was a great example. Thank you for calling about an emotional intuitive, always loving, always giving that energy out. We talked just a moment about physical intuition and spiritual intuition, but I certainly hope to be able to talk about this again. And also, if you're interested, you can check out my book, which is Discover Your Psychic Type. It's in bookstores. It's online. And, wow, what a day, what a show. This has been great for me, and I so much hope that you all decide that you love the show and you want to call me. And if you didn't get through to me this week, you're going to get through to me next week, and you're going to continue to hang in there with me. Hopefully next week we'll have the sound. We're going to try to figure it out this week. So if it's buzzing on your end, it'll start to sound a little bit better. Next week, I'm going to have Andrew Brewer as my guest. He's an amazing man, very interesting. We're going to be talking a little bit about past lives, a little bit about creativity, intuition, how to create good lives through our intuition, which is kind of, you know, we got to start talking about the practical applications of intuition, because after all, this is Intuit University. And again, let me just remind you that you can find me at www.sherrydillard.com. You can email me at sgd7777. You can call me back next Thursday at this same time, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern time. And please check out my website and sign up for my newsletter. I've had a great time with you all today. I wish you lots of love, peace, and I have so much gratitude for everyone who's been listening and everybody who's given me a call. Bless you all.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.